based on a survey. Remember, it was just, was it last week? We had a survey from Wise Voter, and it was a survey to unveil the top five snacks.
Oh, yes.
For each state.
Yes.
Doritos came out on top for Michigan.
For Michigan, exactly right. Well, Wise Voter is at it again.
Oh.
Apparently, they were very pleased with the marketing promotion they got. So they come up with another one for you. And what they have done is they have delved, they say, into America's favorite comic book superheroes by state, using Marvel and DC Comics. They say, especially since the pandemic, when market shares for both comics grew. Think about it. People were in readings and just, you know, there always was interest, but the market shares really grew. In fact, it says from 2020 to 2021 in that year, grew over 60%. Wow.
Whoa.
Wow. Now, many of the superheroes have certainly gone beyond just comic book fame, you know, TV and big movies, too. But we are going to help you with the answers using as early as possible we can find, going back to the animated superhero status of these characters or the TV series as necessary. So, again, the top five, and they go by every state, but, of course, we couldn't do all the states. We're just going to do Michigan. So here's your top five for Michigan. Okay, I'm not sure that I would not have guessed this is a top five. Do you have any thoughts, by the way?
Guess I would say number one for Michigan would be Batman.
Okay.
Spider-Man.
Okay, that's what you guys think.
Spider-Man.
All right.
I don't think it's the, I'm trying to think. Who are they in the twins who would put their fist together, and one would always be some type of like ice or water, and the other would be an animal. Superpower twins. Twins. I don't think it's them. No,
I don't think that's broad enough.
They didn't make
not enough mass appeal there.
Well, here's number five, and we'll see if Batman and Spider-Man show up.
All right.
Number five, unfortunately, during the animated series, never had a great theme. In fact, it was more of a narration that it had, and it went like this.
Aquaman, swift and powerful monster
really?
Of the ocean.
Yes.
Really? Aquaman?
Yes.
Well, we are surrounded by water.
Aquaman, who is teenage
I suppose.
Can't find a seahorse, though, but I don't know what he would do.
I mean, that was... What a lame... And that's, it was a narration. There was never anything... And we're saying Aquaman. This guy's saying Aquaman.
Aquaman, yeah.
It's Aqua. It's not Aqua.
Aqua.
But yeah, I thought to myself, we're surrounded by water. It fits.
Yeah.
On that note, may I digress for just a moment. If you look at the, and I put up the map on the Morning Team Show page so you can see the entire map. Okay, again, we're thinking Aquaman, water-based. Ocean is what I think of, too.
Yeah.
The state right here is designated by the logo, Aquaman.
Oh, in a plain state.
Iowa.
Iowa.
Yeah.
How does Iowa have Aquaman as its top superhero? It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
Anyway.
He maybe survives getting lost in the cornfields or something.
Swimming through the cornfield. Here is the fourth on the list of the top five superheroes for the state of Michigan. Here is number four. Recognize this from the old TV series? Much more traditional, I might say.
Faster than a speeding bullet.
Ah,
yeah, Superman.
Yes.
More powerful than a locomotive.
I mean, this was a great TV series opening, too.
It was.
Sure was.
I think.
Up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Used to watch it every day. Home from school and watch that.
I feel bad, though, as John Williams kind of overshadowed the TV theme.
There's no question. I mean, as the TV and the movies certainly came into play, those themes are much more familiar. So we kind of lose those TV themes. But Superman. I love Superman. I was always Superman when I was a kid. Had the cape and everything.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see. So it's number three now. Number three. We're going to use and we used a TV series in the 1970s for this just because I thought it was the most campy thing I could find for this particular series. Superhero.
From among all others by the immortal elders Solomon, Hercules, Atlas, Zeus, Achilles, Mercury, Billy Batson and his mentor travel the highways and byways of the land on a never-ending mission.
Remember who Billy Batson was?
To develop understanding
and
to seek justice
Thor?
For all.
Not Thor. The answer is coming up here in just a moment.
To summon awesome forces at the utterance of a single word.
Remember this?
Shazam!
Wasn't Shazam, though. Shazam was what? Answer's coming up.
A word which transforms him in a flash into the mightiest of mortal beings. Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
I don't remember that one. Okay. I mean, I know Captain Marvel, but I don't remember this opening.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
This was a TV series in the 1970s. It was just, it was 1970s, all I can say. The effects aren't what they are today, and it showed.
Come on. The effects in, like, The Million Dollar Man are just spectacular.
Steve Austin compared to Shazam. Solomon, Hercules, Atlas, Zeus, Achilles, and Mercury,
yes, right.
As they said in the opening. So that was number three. Number two on the list. Here you go, Pat.
There's your Batman.
No.
Spider-Man. That's the one I said.
Yes, yeah. Which I always thought had the best animated TV theme song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Bud. There's your lyric line right there. So that's just good.
All right. I can take that being number two, I suppose.
Yes. And I can go with that. Number two, even number one. I'm sorry. I should have said Dave. And here you go, Pat, for what you said.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Batman was number one.
That'd be. Yeah.
And again, the old TV song, long forgotten because of the Batman movies. Yeah, oh, that was fun.
It was. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think, listeners? Do you agree? Aquaman, Superman, Captain Marvel, Spider-Man, and Batman, the number one superhero for Michigan.
Yeah, pretty good collection.
Yeah, I'd say
superheroes.
So. And again, the oddity was Iowa having Aquaman.
Yeah, right.
There's a couple
Any
of
other
ones.
Weird ones that stand out?
No, I mean, there were some states that had Superman. Wonder Woman came up in a couple of states. That's pretty cool. Only one, for whatever reason, Arizona had... or I should say New Mexico had Iron Man.
Oh, all right. Mm.
And well, another one of my favorites, only one state had out in Alaska, Captain America.
Oh,
Captain
okay.
America out there for Alaska. Mm. So, but pretty much all the other states had pretty much all the regular ones. So
what Ohio have?
They were Spider-Man.
Oh, okay.
They were Spider-Man.
Okay.
You can see the map. Nope. You can read the story for yourself if you'd like. We have it all posted.
I'd be climbing walls too if I lived in Ohio.